straight to the papers. Of course, all eyes really on the French town of Avignon. Those verdicts expected very shortly in the rape case of Gisèle Pelicot. Dipti's been looking through the papers for us.
Well, Gisèle Pelicot, as has been reported for the past 3 months, has become really a symbol against rape culture in France after opting for that public trial into her husband and 50 other men who he essentially invited dozens of men to rape her over a period of 10 years in their hometown of Mazon. Now, in the French papers, it's really dominating both the national and local press. This is a local press. Le Télégramme on its front page says... goes with the headline, One for All. This is a paper from Western France, while La Dépêche du Midi, a paper from Toulouse in the southwest, awaits the verdict of this historic trial, noting that this trial has already marked history and opened a debate in society on the relationships between men and women. A verdict for history, that's a similar headline also on the front page of Libération today. The left-wing paper says this historic trial is coming to an end. And in its editorial, it says the word historic is a bit overused, but in this case, it's really true because of the sheer number of men who are standing trial, but also for the international interest that it has sparked in what is essentially a local trial. The paper calling Gisèle Pelicot a warrior in its editorial. And you also have L'Humanité, the communist paper, with a very poignant front page here paying tribute to Gisèle Pelicot, whose courage broke taboos around consent and patriarchy. For that reason, it says, thank you, madame.
The Guardian today, in something different, is looking at an unprecedented lawsuit. This is brought against Facebook's parent company, Meta. It's in Kenya, isn't it?
That's right. It's a very interesting case. The Guardian reports that basically more than 140 Facebook moderators have been diagnosed with severe PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, caused by exposure to graphic social media content like child sex abuse, suicides, murders, and terrorism. They worked in shifts at a facility in Kenya to moderate Facebook content for an outsourcer. Moderators checking content really from the African continent. Now they're suing Facebook on allegations of unfair employment practices, modern slavery and unlawful redundancy. The case, as The Guardian says, really sheds light on the human cost of moderating social media and the boom of social media that has brought along with it the requirement for more and more moderation.
Going to talk about Macau now on the programme. That's because the Chinese President Xi Jinping is visiting Macau. It coincides, in fact, with the 25th anniversary since the Chinese took control of the peninsula.
That's right. And it's actually the seventh such visit by President Xi to Macau. The Global Times, the Chinese Communist Party's paper, reporting on his visit, boasting of the benefits of a one country, two system policy that's been in place. President Xi's comments, echoing President Xi's comments, he called Macau a, quote, pearl on the palm of the motherland. However, it's interesting to see the flip side of that. The Associated Press have a in-depth report here about how the negative side or the dark side of this partnership or this this control that China has on Macau. While Macau has blossomed into the casino capital of the world, it has come at a cost to locals. There's a higher cost of living now, overcrowding, and a crackdown on democracy. Pro-democracy figures, for instance, were barred from running in legislative elections in Macau last year, and its national security laws has been tightened as well in the city.
Very chilling story for you next. This is a one-year-old missing persons case. It's actually been solved thanks to an image that was captured by Google Maps.
It's incredible, this story, Stuart. Google Maps has updated its street view images in the town, the Spanish town of Soria, for the first time in 15 years. And a Google camera was snapping every corner of this very small town in Spain, in rural Spain. It captured an old red car parked on the side of the street, and at that very moment, it also captured a man who was appeared to be stuffing a dead body into the trunk of his car. Behind this image, a sordid criminal case, a missing 40-year-old Cuban man who'd come to Spain to find his wife. He'd been missing for about a year, and police had no idea where he was, and they discovered that his wife had been living with another man, and the couple had were allegedly involved in this Cuban man's disappearance, and now we know murder. And the image you see here is actually, allegedly again, the man stuffing the dismembered body into the trunk of his car, and it appears that police think the dead man was indeed the Cuban citizen.
Wow, what are the chances of that? It's an incredible story. Finally from Ditti, researchers have discovered a carnivorous ground squirrel. Look at your feet very quickly. It's a discovery that's changed everything that we thought about these furry rodents.
Yeah, that's right. Flesh-eating squirrels, the Telegraph reports that biologists actually observed ground squirrels. So they're not the ones with the bushy tails, but they found them actually eating devouring voles, which are kinds of rodents. Now, it is known that ground squirrels sometimes eat birds' eggs or nestlings, but this time they were really seen in a predatory manner, chasing down, hunting down, and devouring smaller rodents. Until now, we thought squirrels were, you know, cute, furry, bush-tailed rodents who store nuts and seeds in their cheeks. Yeah. Well, it turns out they're cold-blooded killers.
And I just remembered, there's no point in just looking at your feet because they can climb.
That's right.
So that wasn't very useful advice on my part. But anyway, Dipti's summing up for us with the papers here on France 24.